All right, I want to call a special meeting of WPCA to order at 6:30. I'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
Allegiance
to the
to the
flag
flag
of the
of the
United
United
States
States
of
of
America
America
and to the
and to the
Republic
Republic
which
for which it
stands,
stands,
one
one
nation,
nation,
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice for
justice
all.
for all. I let the record show that all the members of the committee, except for Bob Miani, are here, and I hope he's having a good time on his vacation. So, public portion. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak?
Yes.
Okay. Could you identify yourself and your address?
Yes. Hi. My name is Chen Cheng. I'm here representing Connecticut International Academy regarding the property 101 Marshall Lane, W, Connecticut.
Okay, that's we've got that under Apex
Yes.
International. Okay. Since she's here already, I would ask us to move that item up on the agenda and do it right off the, well, no, I can't do that. I'm hoping Brian Hall will be here, so can't move it yet. But maybe a motion to bring it to the agenda as soon as Brian Hall shows up for the meeting.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Someone want to make that motion?
Yeah,
I'll make them.
okay, I'll second
Okay. Any further discussion? None. All in
it.
favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we'll wait for him. Hopefully he'll be here. Approval of the minutes. What's your pleasure?
I move to approve the minutes of the August 21st, 2024 meeting.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Next up on the agenda. Oh, here comes Brian. Okay, wait a minute. Let's get him on. Okay, there's Brian. Hey Brian, Chun Chen is here for the Apex, so I asked
Okay.
the motion to bring that up to the agenda as soon as you got here to save some time for her. So let me, well, I'm gonna move things around so I can get to that. No, here we go. And do you or Chun, do you want to explain what you're asking for, and then Brian will give us his feedback on it?
Yes. So basically the sewer meter bill is based on calculating Q1 and plus Q3 and then double up Q4. The intent is to alleviate the public of the heaviest usage of water in the summer month, which is Q2. But that's not how our business goes. We actually have the heaviest water usage in Q4. So by doubling up our Q4, our bills has increased significantly. That's why I'm here to pledge the board to please adjust our bills based on 12 months of water usage.
Okay, and let me put this up again. Oops, wrong way. Okay, as you can see, I believe this is the calculation you put together, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Oh.
and I've gone through all the numbers, and they're all accurate, and I agree with everything she's saying. I think if the intent is to not, penalize folks for heavy usage, I think this is more than a fair request. So I'm supportive of it.
All right, so again, here you see the whole case here. I have a question, and this is for the other members of the authority, and really it's for Brian as well. This would mean we'd be changing the rate for one business, okay? And when you look at the numbers, it makes sense. The question becomes, how do we handle it if we get additional? So, Kelly and Charlie, what are your thoughts?
would say make it just a case-by-case situation.
Which is what Brian is recommending as well.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, if they come before us, right.
Okay, so would one of you want to make the motion?
Yeah, I make a motion that we support Brian's calculations as to what was found at 101 Marshall Lane Manor.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? I just have one question. And again, Brian, you and I talked about this a little bit. How are we going to maintain this if we do get more requests on the system that you've got?
Yeah, so this is obviously, you know, for this year, we'd have to, you know, revisit this again next year if it's the case. You know, if there was a lot of businesses where this was the same way, we could just change the way we do all the billings for commercial, you know, ultimately. And it's probably something that needs to be revisited regardless, because it's kind of confusing the way we do everything. And but, you know, nonetheless, that kind of my thoughts on that. So nothing's going to affect the system with just one change. We'll make it manually. If it does become a big problem, we'll just change it for everybody.
Brian, you know what I see in the future? People that have residential sprinklers, that's where we're probably going to see.
Well, yeah, and they get the breaks because
we have had
summer.
People come before and questions. Sure. I think any seasonal business might fall into that. And like I say, anybody with a sprinkler system. I don't think there's any big sprinkler users in Derby at this point. You know, there may be something in the future, but it's really just residential people that I think that's why this was set up. For the amount of water that gets used on washing cars, using sprinklers in the summer, I think that's why they skip by that 1 month. But I think that's the only time you're going to see it in the future.
Okay. Any other comments? All right. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Kelly, did you vote?
Yes, I'm sorry. Aye.
Okay. All right, Chen, you're all set.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All right, Rob, now you're up. And I will tell you, I'm a bit confused about what got sent out and what didn't get sent out. So this part and Ed's part later on, they're definitely going to be a bit confusing. But let's go with your monthly report first.
Okay, so on the general on-call, we've been assisting with the replacement of the aeration blowers. I know it's on the agenda to talk about the bid waiver later. So one has been completely replaced and it's operational. And we've been, and I guess when we talk about the bid waiver, there's a grant program that we've been assisting with to that'll provide a substantial grant. I think in the order of $135,000, if you do all three of your blowers now as one project. And I guess, should we talk about that during the bid waiver or should we?
Well, I think that's this, right?
Yeah. So we submitted a proposal to do the grant. It's a fairly complicated grant. There's a lot of calculations. But there's a very high probability of getting this. I've been told greater than 90% that you know, for the cost of you know, we were going to replace the original turbo blower. What we're proposing now is all replacing all three with the blower that's installed now for less than the cost of the replacement of one of them. This proposal is for a grant application. It's a design memo, and to apply for this grant.
Okay, Ed, do you want to weigh in?
Sure. First off, let me apologize. For some reason, my camera does not seem to be working tonight. So we've been working with Weston & Sampson ever since about a week after we put the new blower in. And we came up with the idea of shooting this past United Illuminating for their UI grant that they have. So as it speaks right now, we were going to do one blower. We went back to the Board of Aldermen for the approval for the second blower, which we did get the approval for at the subcommittee. The day after that, we had a meeting with UI, and they said that if we did the other two blowers, all three at the same time, packaged them in, then there's a good probability that we would get the incentive grant at $135,000 if we did all three.
Okay, now let me ask another question. Could this be considered a referendum expense?
Yes, it could, because these are the blowers that we were going with for the plan.
Okay. And I think, let me see if I can get it.
Are you talking about the $18,500, Jack, is the referendum expense? Is that how I read that? That's what it's going to cost?
That would be the design services. Well, not the grant writing services. I'm trying to get my screen.
Yeah, that's a lot of grant writing. I mean, our whole grant writing budget's 20 grand for the city.
It's not just a writing a grant saying, hey, you know, this is what we want to do. They it's to show the benefit of the project. There's a lot of calculations that are specific to what they need.
Go ahead. I'm just trying to find. I thought there was Ed had a document referring to this too, but I can't find it.
Yeah, we had to go through and work with Weston and Sampson on the last, I think it was year and a half, almost 2 years of electric bills when the PD blower was running, when the turbo blower was running, compared to what the new blowers are going to be doing. They had to take those calculations into account to see how much money the city is actually going to be saving. And how much we can get for that grant because of the savings with what we were using previously.
Right. And again, my main concern or question here is, since this will be used in the new facility or the remodel or whatever it turns out to be, I would consider this a referendum expense. Brian, you said something else about the city's grant budget, but, you know, since this is all going to be related to the plant, I would think if this one come out of our regular budget, would come out of the referendum expense.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay. So let's see. I'm trying to figure out what the motion is that we need on this.
I think you're going to want to approve the $18,500 to write the grant, to possibly get this $135,000, which you're saying is, you know, highly likely.
Right, but do we also need, there's no bid waiver along with this, is there?
It's a, Jack, this is a service. I would put this under as a service, and then a bid waiver, it doesn't have to go out to bid to write a grant.
Okay. All right, do you want to make that motion, Charlie?
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the grant services of Sampson and Weston to go out to bid for the blower grant assistance.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Hey, anytime we can save money, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is a significant savings on the overall plant upgrade.
Yeah. That's why I said it's got to be part of the referendum. All right, let's come back over here.
The other thing we're doing, we talked about the exposed siphon system that's inverted siphon underneath the Naugatuck. So recent storms have exposed those three cast iron pipe that crossed the Naugatuck. There's a segment it's completely out of the water. I've been out there. Ed has asked us to come up with a solution. I worked with our environmental team who does the permitting and the stream channel restoration. I've talked with our structural engineers, and we submitted a proposal to draft proposal, not the one that's on the screen now, but
that's not it. Okay.
It's Ed, I think I already sent that to you and Kevin to review.
I believe I forwarded it to Jack when you had sent it to us.
Oh, so, okay. It was a proposal to design a protection system. We're going to be filling in the Naugatuck. Basically, these inverted siphons were under earth. They were when they were installed,
right?
In the 60s.
This is it.
Yes. Yeah, so this proposal, in order to fix that problem, we would there's four phases. There's a topographic survey mapping, which we would do a bathymetry survey. We have a subcontractor that would bring in an underwater drone and map out the riverbed so we can know exactly where the pipe gets back into the ground. There's some preliminary hydraulics that needs to be done in order, when you put in a fix, when you fill back in the Naugatuck, you want to make sure you're not going to cause another problem upstream or downstream because of the fill. And then there's the design, which would protect the piping with, there'll be some structural and natural riprap. Permitting is the big nut here. There's a Army Corps for sure. DEP permits the main thing is the flood management certification. That's a big effort. And local inland wetlands. Those are the permits. But the first two could take a while. So that's the proposal. You can see the permitting is almost the same as the design fee.
Yeah, anytime you do anything near the water, there are all kinds of permits that come into play.
And Ed, if you want to talk about that, we're trying to get this thing. The city is trying to get grant funding through the state, but USDA.
And I think Brian can talk about that as well.
Okay. And then Ed's arranged for the USDA to come visit, I believe, and that's another possible funding source for all of this.
And FEMA too. I've been trying to get on the website. I had to get some access to things that, you know, it was Agata had access to everything, so it took a little while. But yeah, I do feel good about the first one, where especially with this plan, it's right in the wheelhouse of what the monies are supposed to be for. So, I mean, they would pay up to 75% of the overall project if approved, but, you know, I mean, we've talked about it, maybe up to $1 million. Somebody threw around 5 million, 1.5.
Yeah, I don't know about some of the alternatives. I mean, some of the grant programs make you go through alternative analyses. This is probably going to be the lower cost alternative. One of the alternatives is pumping around, you know, but that's going to be Army Corps Railroad, because the force main will go on the railroad unless you go all the way up 34 and around. That's many, many, many millions of dollars. You could re-drill these, but then you still, when you go to the upper chamber, you got the railroad there, still permitting, and there's the access, because the railroad, there's tougher access on the east side of the Naugatuck than on the west side. So it's that would be the next highest. So
is that why you couldn't dig it up and put a new pipe in, because of the railroad?
Well, that's interesting. Digging it up, that would be permitting. I don't know if we'd get that permitted, because they would want you to do it by directional drilling, but you'd have to tie back in on the east side where there's the upper chamber, but there's the East Derby intercept. There's a 24 inch pipe, I believe, that, or a large diameter pipe that ties into that chamber. that's parallel to the railroad. It's really tight. I honestly don't know how they built it 60 years ago. It must have, that place must have been destroyed.
So this is really the only option, is to just try to restore the.
Yeah, I mean, we have the original design drawings for this, and it showed this pipe that, I don't know if you've seen the pictures there where the pipes are completely exposed. There was 4 or 5 feet of cover over the entire pipe when it was installed. It's not obviously not anymore, so it's been washed away. So I think restoring it to original condition, we have enough historical data to show. We'll be filling a floodplain, and that's frowned upon. But we're tidally influenced here, so it's going to be an interesting permitting challenge. But the risk here is going to outweigh any environmental impact of refilling actually, and protecting the culverts, because if they ever got damaged, I mean, just there's 1 million gallons a day of wastewater flowing through those pipes. So,
yeah, no, I know. That's why we might get some of this money, actually.
Yeah.
So, but did they have any idea? Did they give any ballpark? Is it still $1 million to do that all in?
I did some preliminary numbers, and with the amount of. We came up with our design team with concrete costs and riprap, and temporary cofferdams and maybe some temporary sheeting. It's even with this, it's probably 750,000. So I think it's about that. It's not multiple millions to fill this. I think once we get through the design, and we'll actually have a design, you can do a more detailed cost analysis of what will be allowed, how much cover will we be able to put in. We can, once we have, pen to paper, we'll have it, we can say, that this is going to cost X, because we know we have 500 yards of this and 20. Whatever, we can do a detailed cost analysis once we get the design. And then as the grant writing process continues, but I think we're in the ballpark at $1 million. We're not going to be off by, it's not going to be 2, 3. It's an important area, but it's a small area. We're talking, it's 10 foot by 50 feet. And then, but when it goes through the permitting process, the state may say, well, do this, do that. Or the city may say, hey, maybe we would want something, maybe useful or tied in. Not putting a boat launch, but since you're disturbing the area. But the city may say, they may want to do something. But some of the funding agency won't want you to be doing betterments. This is an emergency repair. Let's just fix the problem.
I agree.
Okay, I think you use a key word there. This is an emergency. It has to be done. We don't have a say in this, right? Is there any alternative? Other than gambling?
You're gambling right now. I mean, you I don't know, you've seen the pictures, right? There are three pipes, that's 1 million gallons of flow going through it, and it's above ground in the water. That's a risk. I mean,
Fine be at 1 million gallons a day?
A million gallons a day. And I guess it will be noticed pretty soon, pretty quick. So, and you can't shut that off. You're not shutting that flow and the bypass. You're going to be,
It's got to go somewhere.
It's going to go somewhere. And it's going to, even if it was a repair and you could put a repair clamp in there, but you have to shut the flow down in order to do something. And it'll be a challenge. I mean, there's.
All right, then maybe to speed things up, I guess what we need to do is a motion to approve the hiring of Weston Sampson for this and to approve an application, Brian and Ed and Rob working on it, for any grant funding to support this.
Can I, Jack, just one question. Did we put any of this in the FEMA declaration of emergency for the state of Connecticut because of the flooding?
I believe so, Brian.
Yeah, so I was able to, you know, reach out and find the right FEMA website for this specific event. So I started the process. I'm gonna, you know, I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be covered by the motion. Yeah. I just talked about applying for any grant support we can get.
We don't have a choice. We have to hire, I guess, Sampson and Weston, but sorry, Rob.
Yeah, well, even if we got up. Grant money, it's usually reimbursement. So you got to show invoices. Right. Usually you got to pay up front anyways.
And again, weighing the risk of a million gallons a day, that's just, you know, that's unacceptable under any circumstances. So, all right. So would someone want to make that motion?
Make a motion that we hire. Go ahead, Kel.
Go ahead. You got it.
No. Well, all right. I'll make a motion that we hire Sampson and Weston to work on the exposed piping emergency for the WPCA.
And to seek any grant support we can get.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Do I have a second?
Second on that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pose. It's carried. Nothing like doing something with a gun to your head. So, okay. All right. Let me move on here. What else did we miss here?
I also submitted for the treatment plant upgrade. I submitted a draft engineering services agreement. This is the design of the entire treatment plant upgrade. This is part of that $60 million project. I submitted it it's definitely in draft. I want everybody to look at it. There's a detailed scope of work, schedule, budget in there.
Right. And there's no action for us to take tonight. Just so everybody knows, take a look at it, which
is
pretty much going to leave me out because this is engineering stuff, not my background.
The only action I would say is once Ed and his team and anybody else has looked at this, I'd like to get it to the DEP so they can look at it to make sure it meets the intent of what we submitted in the facilities plan. They see these services for other treatment plants. I want to make sure that they think this is in line with the effort that's out there. So another set of eyes. So it's not just WPCA, because the state is potentially going to fund this through a grant combined with the construction. They've said they would fund 20% of the overall project with the engineering. So I'd like to submit it once you say submit it. So Ed, if you can look at it and make sure everything is the way we had talked about it over the past many months.
Could you send that to me, Robert, or is it in the invite or something today?
I could send it. I sent it. I don't know if it got in the packet. I don't know.
I'm not sure it did or not, but I've got it now, so I can send it.
Yeah, if somebody could send that to me, and that'd be great.
Brian, I'm sending.
Yeah. Okay.
Attachment one has all the first 17, 13 pages is contractual stuff. So that's the last couple of pages are the hours. There's almost 14,000 hours projected to do this. This is the forms that the DEP wants you to fill out for clean water fund projects. It's called the 5700 form. There's a WBE, MBE, you know, Women's and Minority Business Enterprise. You have to have 5% and 3%. But the gist of the engineering part of it, what is the scope of work, is attachment one. It's basically, we have like 14 different tasks going on. I think that was on page, it's like in the middle of the packet.
Okay, so you have been applying for the clean water. Yeah, that was my other question, was like, you know, can I see some of the or where you're at with some of that grants, just so we don't duplicate efforts too.
We've applied to the priority list a few times, and we made it to the list. So we've met with DEP a bunch of times on this project, and with the type of treatment process you have, they can fund, since it's nitrogen removal, they'll fund 20% of the construction project, is what we've been told. So if it's 50 million, they'll get 10 million of that. But there's other sources we should be looking at, and you know, through the design, like these electrical grants, we can maybe break out different projects and get some UI granting, maybe, you know, USDA, possibly. There's other, while we're designing this, we should be also looking for other grant sources. I mean, Clean Water Fund, yes, that's good. That's 20%, but it's still a big number.
Yeah, and who would be doing all this design work? Weston and Sampson, or you got to bid it out, obviously.
Weston and Sampson, this is what we do. We design wastewater treatment plants. This is something we do. We would have subs for sure. We'd get it through 30%. We'll have a value engineering session where the city will hire another consultant that will look over the design concepts and make sure, you know, things like, hey, we're going to upgrade the influent pump station. They may say, why don't you build a new one at the north side? Or they may come up with better ideas, or, you know, it's a required process. Whenever the state is funding something that's worth more than $10 million, they want another set of eyes on the design to make sure, before you get into like the real design development phase where you're really designing things, make sure you're going on the right path before you start spending all that money. So at 30%, we go through a VE session. We most of this will be done in house. We'll definitely have like survey subs. We may have some MEP subs as well. And it's gonna be a long process.
And we still don't know if they're gonna get the approval done by the end of the year. I'm saying the closer we get, the less likely they are to hit December 31st. And we can't really do anything until
we have a verbal approval. We haven't gotten any written approval.
Right.
Maybe this will, when we submit this to the state, they'll find out. I mean, they've looked at the facilities plan. They've commented on it. We've addressed their comments months ago.
Yeah.
I think last thing Ann told us was, Ann's from the state, was it was going through the signature process. So it may be just stalled somewhere.
Huh.
But I mean, we're under order to get this done. I know they've been flexible. We've gotten multiple extensions, but I think, you know, and with the blowers, with the rotary press, we're doing fixes that will be incorporated into the final design. So,
all right. And they were responsible for the delays. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the delays came because they said we needed to include the regionalization information in our plan, which we couldn't do until that was done. So that delay is on them, not us.
Yeah. It should have been done in 2018. I think it was the original.
Yeah.
2020 or something at the latest.
Okay.
So again, I
don't know that we have to take any action on this because you're waiting for Ed to review it, and then we can do this next month, right? Or not?
Yeah, or just once Ed is comfortable with it, I think we get it to Ann, and then next month we could look at it. We won't ask for any approval until the state approves it. I don't think that'll be next month either. But
no.
I just want to get it to the state so they can start looking at it, and so that, you know, it's September now. Maybe by January 1st, this can start. Possibly, it's up to whatever the state. And then the other part is funding for this. So you have to make sure you have funding for this. So,
Yeah.
I just wanted to, put everything out there. So
we want to keep going. It's not a pretty picture at the end of the day. No matter how we try to slice it, it's not a pretty picture. It's going to cost a lot of money. So if we get started and we start looking for other grants too, that'll help. Every little bit will help. The total amount of money, again, we're throwing around the figures of $50 million a few minutes ago. And even with if you got 20% from the state, it's still a fortune that the city can't afford. So we have to keep moving on our side, as we've done. And I do think DEEP has appreciated the work that we've done. I don't think we have any conflicts with DEEP at all right now. I really don't.
And once you get to the VE stage, you'll have a really good understanding of what the things will cost, because right now we're going off of very, concept design costs. So we'll have, once you got 30% design, here's all the pieces, alternatives to the pieces. These are the costs. Do this, not do this. Once you come up with a plan to move forward, now you have some drawings that could really give to a grant writer to go after more grants. Hey, we're ready to go. Here's some hard numbers. This is what we need. So that was it. I just wanted to get the ball rolling there. Route 34, we're still waiting for paperwork on the closeout. I don't want to bore you with that. II, phase six, II removal, we're going to put out to bid later this fall so we get another winter project. See, we seem to be having good luck with pricing, bidding it through the winter. MPDES permit, until we get a new one, we're operating under the old permit.
Why does it take so long? You can see here, we submitted it in February. Well, the marshal say.
Yeah, they want it. Yeah, they say 180 days to review. So that's why they want it in February, because it expired at the end of August.
Oh, that's right.
So they have a lot of, I guess they have a lot. They're busy. We've checked in. They said it's under review. Last thing, the dewatering system. We want to put this out to bid today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow, since it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So with your concurrence, we're ready to go out to bid. We submitted for the wage rates, the prevailing wage rates. We got those a couple days ago. We've incorporated those. We're going to be scheduling a pre-proposal meeting. If we go out to bid, it's going to be tomorrow. Bids opening the day before our next meeting.
Yeah, I think we've got to get going. We should have delivery in November, right?
Yeah, I don't think that date has changed. They're flexible, though, if they want it after that. And Ed's been working on a place for us to store the equipment while the contractor preps the room for where the existing Buffalo Depress is now, so that we want it on site, so that once the Buffalo Depress is gone, and we're on the clock, because we're pumping, we're not dewatering, so want to minimize that downtime.
Yeah,
want the equipment there, ready to go once the contractor is ready to install it. So we don't want to dismantle everything and then hope something comes. So it's got to be on site. So,
all right. So you need a motion to go out to bid, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
So what in motion.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Now, who puts the bid out? Who does the advertisement?
We will. Let's see. Yes, we will publish that. That's a good question. No, I'm gonna say Marcy does that.
Right. That's why I just asked. There's no Marcy.
I know there's no Marcy. Let me send that tomorrow. I will send that out to
Maybe Mark. Is Mark on? Can you help Mark? No, he does it for the city.
I
don't see him.
Nah, he bailed.
Okay.
He had another meeting tonight.
And he got voted. He gets voted to do it. So he just sent it to him tomorrow.
That's included in the motion, Kelly, mate. I heard it.
Mark's agreed to publish it.
That's why I ask, because I know we don't have anybody to do it. So, okay. So we'll get that straight up.
Let's teach Catherine how to do it.
We'll
do it next time. Ed, how about you coordinate between Catherine and Mark, and just, I'm sure between the three, figure out how to get it done, and then she can learn how to do it go forward. Is that fair?
Okay. Whatever you guys are going to do.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Rob?
So I'll send you in the morning the bid advertisement, the abbreviated one, again, the paper, but we're going to publish it on a website, and then I'm going to let everybody that we know that this is out there. I'm going to direct them to the bid documents. But it'll be published whatever we've done in the past. I want to say it was a Hartford Current, but it was a local paper. But it'll, once it's published to Advanced Repro Graphics online bidding process, it gets Dodge Report. Everybody picks it up. So everybody who has services for bidding, they get it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It'll be advertised. No one's cutting newspaper clippings anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Good. That was it. Sorry if it does a long report, but a lot to do.
Confusing stuff today. All right. Let's move on. Finance. Brian, and as always, I have a lot of questions, but I'm.
So we made, we made a little progress on the 23-24 to find your postage, which I think we updated.
Was the postage updated? I thought it wasn't.
Yeah, we got the pension in there. I think all
Yeah, expenses, you got the pension, the workers' comp.
Yeah, pretty much all of the expenses. Right now, I'm just doing some of the balance sheet entries, and then I'm going to send it to the auditor and get going on the year for 23-24. As far as the current, look, definitely had a collection rate issue. I'm going to be down in the tax office this week helping out. So I'm going to, me and Serge are down there doing collections, and I'm going to try to see if I can figure out where the backlog is. I don't know.
Because we have, on the capital fees is like a 24% uncollectible, and on the regular 22%.
They're like 20. I mean, it's, so, like I said, they didn't send out the letters. A lot of the ones had, we really got to think about, with as many kind of transient type of renters, and should we be sending these bills to the owners, like the landlords,
right?
Let them deal with the tenants, because updating.
I just assume that's what was being done. No,
no. No, so I don't know if that was just a legacy thing or what, but we're definitely losing money there.
That's never come up before. I've never heard it in any of our meetings. I would just assume it's the property owner that's responsible for the bill, no?
That's what I always thought.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to...
The renters are just throwing in the garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if they're transient, yeah. But I was pleased. It looks as though for the current year budget, at least on the payroll things, that seems to be up to date. It's not falling behind like it was other years.
No, that's getting done every week.
Yeah, that because at times we lag too much behind on payroll in the past, but it looks to me as though it's pretty much up to date.
That one we kind of conquered the issues, and that's part of the routine now. Now it's just getting the revenues in into the system, which there's just an extra module, and that's been a real challenge.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I gotta figure that out.
And I did have one other question related to the current year on the bond capital debt service. We show we paid year to date $587,400. I thought we paid that all at once.
No,
I think we're losing them.
Come back, Brian. Yeah. Come back. Come out of the light.
It's a key question. I don't know if you guys noticed it. I thought we always paid that in one lump sum, but it looks as though we only paid half of it. Well, yeah, a little bit less than half of it.
Well, the payments occur over.
I got him back for a second there. Oh, now he's gone.
Now he's gone.
Now he's gone. All right. Well, until he gets back, let me see. Where are we next? Oh, Ed, you're up next. Oh, let me see if I can get the report. I don't know how I can get this on a different screen. I can't get to the individual tabs. Let me take that off. No. Actually, we need Brian back for a couple of things. All right, let me. Should have put this on a different screen. All right, Ed, you're up.
Okay. For August 2024 in the collection system, we responded to a total of 86 call before you dig tickets with 3 emergencies. We also responded to a total of 6 emergency callouts. For the plant, we had an average flow of 1.29 million gallons a day, total flow of 40.07 million gallons a day with a max daily flow of 2.77 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen for the month was 60 pounds. Our permit limit is 70. As of right now, we were still just over at 76 pounds per day for the year. Average effluent BOD was 9. Average suspended solids is 7 with an average turbidity of 3.4. For maintenance, we replaced and installed the new motor and PLC for RAS pump 1, rebuilt the motor for RAS pump number 2. Burnville Ave pump station, pump 1 is out of service and sent out for repairs. That is one of the quotes that's attached. Completed 4,200 linear feet of sewer jetting and 4,400 feet of CCTV. In general, we requested bid waivers for plant blower 2 and 3 to be slated to be discussed at the next Board of Aldermen meeting, which we were talking about previously. The possible UI grant for the installation of the plant blowers 2 and 3. Replaced out of service light fixtures around aeration tanks and final clarifiers. Working with Weston and Sampson on the solids handling as well as the blower projects. Request for bid waiver for the influent building RTU slated to be discussed at the next Board of Aldermen meeting. It was presented at the subcommittee meeting and was passed. Also working with Brian Hall and Weston and Sampson for funding for the repairs of the East Derby siphon due to the storm damage from August 18th, 2024. And to just touch on that really quick, we met with folks from the USDA today. We took them out to the siphon. They took pictures. They were standing on the siphon about halfway out into the river and said that they would get back to us and let us know where we stand. So hopefully we'll hear something from them soon. As Bob was talking about before, we're looking to get the Vactor truck housed somewhere else. Because when we do the upgrade, the vacuum truck can't be in there because they need to work on the equipment, get the old press out, get the new rotary one in. The only option that we had, especially for the winter time, to keep it indoors is to contact Frank Pepe, which is where, if you guys remember, which is where the city used to keep it before because they didn't have a garage for it. So the cost of that is going to be $1,000 a month.
Huh. Well, we don't have a choice there either. When would that go into effect? As soon as they start the construction?
Yes, as soon as they need it out of there, that's when we'll send it over to Frank Pepe's construction garage.
So basically November, December.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's what we're anticipating.
Okay. All right. Now, the bid waivers you had on here, did we already approve those previously, or was there one that we still needed to do? Let me see.
We approved the bid waiver for the RTU. I was just putting it on there to let everyone know that it was passed at the subcommittee. Now we just have to wait for it to hopefully get passed at the Board of Aldermen meeting next week. When you guys approved the bid waivers last month for the plant blower, it was the bid waivers to replace the second blower. That was before we had confirmation in meetings with UI that we qualified for these grants if we did two and three at the same time. So I put it
this
back
one,
on.
Neuros. Is that Neuros?
Yes.
Okay.
So I put this one back on there if the board wanted to approve this as well before going to the Board of Aldermen next week.
Yeah, I would say we do that, save some time, because they may say, well, did you get approval? And if you don't have it, then they won't act on it. So I'd ask for a motion to approve this bid waiver request for these Neuros blowers.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, that one's done. Keep going here. All right, now, this one we did already, right? The Aaron one, Ed?
Yes, we did.
Okay. All right, and now how about this Burtville issue?
Okay, one of the pumps at the Burtville pump station went down. We had a backup pump that we put in. This is one of the main pumps, so we need to get it replaced, repaired, and because it's over $5,000, before I said yes to the repair quote, I needed to bring it to the board for their approval.
Okay, so the cost is $12,723.48.
Yes, sir.
Motion to make the repair.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Oh, Cal, you in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just thinking to myself about it. You know, in a matter of 3 weeks, this could make us or break us. You know, I mean, if this happened the day after our last meeting and we were left dangling for 3 weeks without this pump, this could be an emergency. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where we would have to either have a special meeting. Is there any way we can empower Ed to just proceed with something like this? Because, like I say, it's $12,000. That's nothing compared to the cost of a new pump. But on the other hand, he does have a backup there to put in there. But I don't like the idea of waiting almost 4 weeks if it fell that way to get something in the works, because it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks for them probably to rebuild it and get it back to it.
Well, we could call a special meeting within 24 hours. In fact, if it was an emergency, I think we could do it even faster. Unfortunately, Mark's not on the phone to tell us if we could, but I think in an emergency you can. If I were Ed, I'd want the extra protection that he's not going to get left hanging.
I get it. And the same thing, Jack, you don't even need a special meeting. We could actually, if you send out an email to each one of the members of this committee and we respond all, that can be considered a meeting. That's why when I send my emails back, I just reply to you.
Yeah.
So if something like this were to come up, to Kelly's point, sending us an email and asking us for an instant, a reply on it without scheduling a special meeting would constitute
right.
us voting
we
on
would
it.
We would only do that in an emergency situation.
Right. And I think that's what Kelly's talking about.
Right. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I have no problem with that. No problem with that.
Just a thing for the future.
Yeah. But for today, we've got a motion and a second to approve this. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Everybody's on. So that's approved. Okay. All right. Let me Keep going back and forth with this screen now. What's next? Okay, we've covered all these. The superintendent's review, you know, I sent you all a copy. You know, it was my recommendation that we approve the review with a salary increase of 2.5%. Going back to July 1st of this year. So if someone would make a motion.
Motion to approve, and thanks for all your hard work, Ed.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'm going to second that. I too want to reflect the fact that I have every confidence in Ed and his capabilities.
And so do I. And, you know, I happened to run into the mayor on Sunday. I told him what I was going to recommend. And, you know, he understands this is our decision. And we're doing it for in the best interest of WPCA. Actually, we're doing it in the best interest of the people of the city of Derby. So, Ed, I will get the letter off to you. And if you sign it and get it back to me, I'll get it off to I don't know who has to get it, but whoever has to get it, I'll get it back to them. And we'll get this done tomorrow. So thank you for all your hard work.
Well, okay. Thank you.
We did number 9. So it's that time. Someone want to make this motion?
Number 10.
Jack, hold on. We didn't do the bills for
Washington. Oh, that's right, because Brian's not here. All right, we can come back. But I'm going to tell you, part of this, I'm going to say we do nothing with this, okay? Because if you look in your packet, this is what you got.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not our job to go through that. And I've spoken to Brian. You know, last month they broke it out for us so we could see the vouchers and whatnot. So my motion would be we just table this until next month and get it straightened out, because this is ridiculous for us to get this report. And I don't think Brian was aware that this was what was sent to us until, you know, I talked to him about it. But we have to have a better handle on this instead of getting 7 pages of bills without understanding where they fit in. So I'd ask for a motion to table this long list of bills, but we'll come back to the others in a minute.
Okay. Motion.
Okay.
Motion to table.
Okay. Charlie, you want to second that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. But we do have some bills that we can pay. Okay. This is out of our budget. This is Weston and Sampson regular on call bill for $880. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay the invoice 924-1112 for $880 to Weston and Sampson.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Okay. And we have one more. We have a referendum bill as well.
And make a motion to pay the dewatering system upgrades $13,680. With the understanding that it has to go before the infrastructure committee to also decide.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, now we're done, but I do want to say something before we go. Well, I'm going to say two things, but only one is relevant. Look, this was another nightmare getting this stuff together, okay? You know, we're going to sit down with Ed and with Brian and with Mike Pishkinary and with Mark Arfal, because we can't have another month like this. I said last month I wouldn't do it again, and I ended up doing a lot of it. It's got to be straightened out who's responsible for what so this stuff gets done on time. And it didn't get done on time, and it didn't get done well at all this time. And I'm not blaming anyone because, you know, no one was really in charge, and this is what happens when no one's in charge and there's no clear line of authority, but not going to happen again. So that's my gripe for today. But as a big Dodger fan, I just want to say that today is a great day. Shohei Ohtani hit 3 home runs today and stole 2 bases. So he's not a 50-50 guy. He's a 51-51 guy. And as a lifetime Dodger fan, I'm happy. I'm ending a meeting on a good note instead of a negative note. So with that, the motion to adjourn would be in order.
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. I'm going to stop the share. Okay. Now where'd that go? I got to stop the recording. Oh, there it is. Oh. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Stop the recording.